Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junkies, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's very simple. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Coming up a bit later, Alan May to talk Caps. That is in late in the 8 o'clock hour. And, of course, Ryan Zimmerman is going to join us, as he does every week from the Washington Nationals. So you don't want to sleep on that.
By the way, props to John Means of the Orioles yesterday. I was watching the game.
That's Valdez's boy. He was hyping him up.
That's his guy.
I thought he was throwing a perfect game. I had missed the fact that he threw a wild pitch on a strikeout and the guy reached.
By the way, he should be a pass ball. Not that it matters.
Yeah, but he reached anyway. It's, you know, it is what it is.
It went through the catcher's legs.
Right. But a no-no, that's the first no-hitter the Orioles have had for a complete game no-hitter since Palmer 52 years ago.
1969, which
Isn't
I thought
crazy?
Was shocking.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Yeah.
But Means is an unbelievable story in that he's a late bloomer. He wasn't even offered a scholarship.
Yeah, I saw
him
as like a 42nd round draft choice at first.
He wasn't even offered a scholarship to one school.
I know. So I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to know his history. So he's not like a Ben McDonald type. He isn't a bonus baby. Was he a guy that burned through the minors and has just like been dominant since he was signing? Or is this just a hot streak that he's on?
Just a late bloomer, I think. He's only 28. It's not like he's 33 or 34.
How long has he been around? Like in the big leagues.
I think he was originally probably 3 years, four years.
2018 made his debut.
Baseball's an exclusive club. What is it? They have 80 rounds of their draft?
Well, they only had five last year, but I think they're going to have more this year. But
what's happening here?
But the fact that he didn't get one scholarship offer, he ended up playing in a junior college, I think, and then he went to West Virginia. But he was a pretty late round draft pick, and now he's throwing no-nos.
Yeah, but, like, what did he do last year? Like, I have no idea. First I'd heard of him, it was when Valdez brought him up, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, he was an all-star in 2019.
Yeah, 2 years ago, he was good. Last year, I don't think he was good.
He finished second in the AL rookie voting.
He did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Was he dominant? Like, once he was signed, was he dominant in the minors, or has he just blossomed at the major league level? I just want to know what his deal is.
I don't know what his minor numbers are, but he's blossoming now.
Was he like a five-year minor leaguer?
It looks like he started in the Delmarva Shorebirds in 2014.
Shorebirds!
2015.
Uh-huh.
And he won his minor league stats. I'm trying to look him up right now.
I'm just curious.
He's a Mountaineer.
Was he a guy that they said, oh, you know what? We got a steal here, and they knew it early on? Or is he just?
I think you're throwing darts at a board when you're in the 50th round of the
100%
MLB.
100% you are. Of course,
I think
you are.
It took him a while to figure it out.
They developed him.
Yeah, I'm looking at 2013. He was 4-4 in the NCAA's. Then he gets to Aberdeen. He was 1-3.
His ERA was
3.9 in 2015.
I think
2016 was 3.7.
Okay,
just,
and
he's
played in
better.
Bowie and Frederick, and he had a 4.1 ERA in Bowie, for example. And then he gets to the big leagues.
He doesn't throw real, real hard. I mean, he throws 92, 93, but his changeup is wicked. Uh-huh. So I just think he's getting better, and he's just a late bloomer. Anyway, it's a great story. Valdez loves him.
Do we think he's a star, or is he just on a heater?
No, he's definitely is a star. He's good in a Yankees uniform.
He's going to be a 5 or 6 year star.
Yes.
Well,
this is not
we'll
a clue.
Unless he breaks his arm in half.
Again, he was an all-star in 2019, EB. So the last time he had a full season, he was an all-star. There was actually two interesting pitching notes yesterday since you bring up Means. Means had the no-hitter, which could have been a perfect game if the catcher, you know, didn't let that ball squirt through his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Finnegan of the Nationals had an immaculate inning. I wasn't even familiar with that term. Do you know what that is?
Yes. Nine pitches, nine strikes.
That's sick.
Three strikeouts.
Three strikeouts.
See, Valdez can't wait to play the Orioles. This is his Super Bowl segment.
Now, Valdez thinks he's going to win the Cy Young. All right, my money's on Biebs or Cole still, but, you know, he'll be in the discussion.
He'll win the Cy Young.
You think Means is going to win the Cy Young?
I'll make a wager with you.
$1.
$1. Look, it's a good story, and he seemed like a really good dude. They interviewed him after the game, Scott Garceau and Ben McDonald interviewed him. Really good guy. I think he's a small-town guy out of Kansas. You know, dad passed away. It's just, I enjoyed watching it.
You know a lot about John Means.
Well, because I was watching it and I looked him up and I wanted to do some research.
You don't know who he's married to?
Nope.
Professional soccer player.
He got that Stanley, Caroline Stanley.
Nice.
I don't know who she is. I just know she's a pro soccer player.
Does she play here in the United States?
I don't know.
Yeah, in the U.S. I'm not sure the exact team.
Yeah.
Let me look it up again. Now I got to look up Caroline Stanley.
But Valdez, doesn't matter. Well, I texted Valdez and I said, Means, I assumed he knew, but I just said, Means throw is perfect through six or seven. I thought it was a perfect game because Garceau kept saying he's faced the minimum, and I was looking at the box score and the line score, and he had no walks.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was throwing a perfect. I had missed that wild pitch or the pass ball. I'd missed it, so I didn't even know the guy reached.
Well, I thought it was a perfect just because I had it on in the background, and I really wasn't paying attention until it got, into it, and you're like, holy crap, he's throwing a perfect game.
Yeah. I thought so, too, yeah.
Yeah. No, but, I didn't know. I just saw on social media, right after he did it.
Props to him.
But it is wild that they hadn't had a no-hitter in that long. They had a combined no-hitter, which is kind of trifling when you have
I don't even consider
pitches.
Those.
Yeah, but what
was that, Bob Malacky and Greg Olson?
I actually kind of vaguely remember that.
Bob Malacky.
Yeah, I think he was.
Bob Malacky was decent.
Yeah, he was decent. Wasn't he kind of chunky?
Yeah, he was a big dude.
I had some Bob Malacky rookie cards that are worth a penny. Not even a penny, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it's shocking to look at their payroll. Do you understand the Orioles have?
It's about $100.
Four players that make more than $1 million. Four, and two of those make either $1 million or $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. In Matt Harvey and Freddie Galvis, whoever that is.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you know
that
what?
Is They're... such a shoestring operation some there of those in Baltimore.
Some of those younger kids they have are pretty good. I mean, that Mullins kid is good. I mean, they're 16 and 15 or 15 and 16. They're right there. It's not
they're
the worst team.
Keep Joan in when they have the best road record in the MLB.
Okay.
They're 11 and 6.
Yeah. Look at the calendar, Rick.
Remember they hired that math nerd a couple years ago.
Well, he's doing something right.
I have no idea. I don't even look at their standing. What is their record? Like, are they just terrible?
I think they're 500.
They're a game below 500.
Oh, so they're doing fine.
Just like the Nationals. Hey, so Cakes mentioned the Aaron Rodgers deal. And, you know, Brett Favre made some comments about Aaron Rodgers. And originally, my opinion was, no chance Green Bay gets rid of him. But the more I'm starting to think about it, Aaron Rodgers is the kind of guy who'll dig in.
Oh, yeah. He'll get entrenched.
And so if I'm the Green Bay Packers, and I know that that's how Aaron Rodgers is, he's going to start skipping all the meetings. He's going to start skipping all the OTAs. He's going to skip preseason. He's going to probably skip everything well into the season.
I probably
got to get out now.
If I'm the Packers, I'm praying that Jordan Love is ready to go. You better get him a crash course on how to play quarterback at the NFL level.
Or you try and make a trade, even if it's going to cost you.
Like, yep. You try and make a trade like the Lions did with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, Brett Favre was on Wisconsin radio yesterday, and his quote was, if there's not a trade, my gut tells me that he'd rather sit out than play. That's just my gut.
Forfeit the $35 million. Go ahead.
I tell you, Jason, he doesn't care about money. He's already set for
life. Oh, I think he cares about money.
No,
I'll tell you what. He cared about money in 18. If he was so unhappy, he signed a $140 million contract.
He didn't have
a problem with Green Bay then.
Of course, but he doesn't like the GM. He's got it in his head.
All right, get rid of the GM.
They don't appear to want to.
Well, if they are choosing between the Hall of Fame quarterback and the GM, and they choose the GM, then they're stupid.
But I agree with JP, and I said that earlier this week. He's a weird, stubborn guy. I totally could see him saying, I'll just sit out until I force them to do something with it. He's got $100 million plus. He doesn't care.
I just hate when star players try and force the situation because they're unhappy.
Yeah,
if you were so unhappy, why'd you sign the contract?
Did you take the money? I mean, you know.
And also, see,
what if they offered him a
circumstances
huge...
change. That's why people get divorced, Jason.
It wasn't that long ago. It was 3 years.
At the time, they get married, they're happy, and then they realize it doesn't work, and they get divorced.
Marriages last a week.
You know what, Aaron? Play better in the NFC Championship. Wow. Look at his record in the NFC Championships.
Nobody's going to disagree with you.
Did you lose a lot of money on Aaron Rodgers or the Packers? A lot of venom coming
through. No, I just hate when star players try and force their – you know, he's the James Harden of the NFL right now.
I don't even like him, but I think I understand him. Like, he's a weirdo.
Well, what is he unhappy about? I know he was unhappy that –
he hates the GM.
I understand that specifically it was
allegedly they also cut two of his boys who were Scribinis. I can't even remember their names. They're like wide receivers that never even really see the field.
He feels like, for whatever reason, and I don't know that I agree with him, but he feels like he should be consulted on
when
personnel decisions. And a guy like Charlie says he shouldn't be, and he's probably right.
Right.
But he feels like he's an icon there and he should be consulted. And he doesn't like that he has
God,
no
what an
say.
Ego. What an ego.
He's got a huge ego.
And I know he was pissed because they apparently didn't tell him they were going to draft Love in the second round. But Love's not going to see the field as long as Aaron Rodgers is alive.
Well, shouldn't worry about competition.
What is he worried about Jordan Love for?
No.
I think he's more worried with you could have used that second round pick for somebody for him to throw the ball to or to improve the offense around him instead of picking a stupid project that's not going to be on the field in 3 years.
His receiver had 20 touchdowns. No, he's got the best receiver in the game.
Draft another one to compliment him.
Well,
that's what I would
say
if I were Aaron Rodgers.
They did this year in the second or third round.
Okay, well, he's upset. So why don't we do this? When we come back, why don't we get into what would you do if you're running the show? Mm. Would you nix the GM? Even if it's not the right thing to do, would you nix the GM?
Bye-bye.
Or would you start executing or trying to execute a trade and move Aaron Rodgers and just move on? Because he may hold out. 800-636-1067. We'll talk more Aaron Rodgers and what you would do next here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know he wants to win another Super Bowl. How could you not?
And maybe he thinks that they will trade him if really it comes down to, I'm not going to, and they believe that 100% that he wouldn't play there again, that they might as well deal him as bad as it hurts them. They might as well deal him and get something out of it at least. You know, it comes down to who can afford to get away with him sitting out more, Aaron or the Packers? And I don't know the answer to that.
So that's Brett Favre commenting on the Aaron Rodgers situation. It's getting messier by the day in Green Bay. You can weigh in 800-636-1067 on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Do you trade Aaron Rodgers, or do you placate him and, you know, you look at him and say, you know what, he's a diva, but it's much harder to find an Aaron Rodgers than it is to find another general manager to run our team.
It is
way harder.
He's the kind of guy that digs in, as JP said, and I would not want to play chicken with Aaron Rodgers.
I would say
his
bye bye.
Played chicken with him for the last decade.
Right. I would say bye bye, Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah.
Brian Gutekunst, you're the GM. Apparently, he's kind of like a lifelong scout. I was looking up his background.
Yeah.
And Aaron probably doesn't respect him. Allegedly, Aaron has been telling his boys, he calls him Jerry Krause, which is like an insult because, you know, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and the Bulls used to rip into Crumbs, Krause all the time.
Right.
Even though he's a successful GM because they won, you know, six rings, he was the butt of the jokes. And Aaron Rodgers is calling the Packers GM Jerry Krause, but I looked it up. He probably just doesn't respect him.
Yeah,
he played college football, but he only played like Division III. So Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's way up here. And look, even if it's not the right thing to do, you know what I mean? Like if you're – is Mark Murphy the guy that runs the show? Like
he's the president. Yeah.
Right.
Like
if you're Mark Murphy, the GM didn't do anything wrong. He drafted somebody. Maybe you don't agree with the draft choice, but he was doing his job. He drafted somebody.
Yeah.
You can just put it in
the quarterback is upset, but the quarterback is so much more powerful. I'm sorry. I think you have to say, if you're the Packers and you're Mark Murphy, you go into Brian Gutekunst's office and you say, look, this is probably not the most ethical move,
right.
But we're going to have to let you go.
Right.
Because you and Aaron Rodgers, that's just not going to work. Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers, greater than signed
sure.
you.
Sure, here's
you,
the
you
thing.
Well, I wonder if he's told them, I'll play, you know, and I'll sign an extension or whatever.
Yeah.
If you get rid of that particular
he
guy.
May have.
That's my understanding.
Then why? And if you're Aaron Rodgers, why wouldn't you use that leverage and that clout?
But here's the
guys
thing.
Work their whole careers to get that sort of a hammer to wield.
But
you're right,
Cakes.
Jake.
I don't think that he's awful. He drafted a quarterback as a kind of a safety valve when your starting quarterback, who's still in his prime, he threw 50 touchdowns. He's 37, threw 50 touchdowns. But he's been in the league since 04, 05. Eventually, you got to move on, right? So, but he's never going to play as long as Rodgers is playing. So I don't understand why Rodgers is pissed off about that particular pick.
No, he is, because it's the exact same scenario that Brady had play out in New England when they drafted Garoppolo and Brady started to get pissed off. And eventually he was able to stick around. They moved from Garoppolo and all that sort of thing. But I don't think the Pack are necessarily thinking that way. I think the way his contract is, he's got like one more year maybe after this.
Yeah.
They're thinking – like, that'll be it. Like, they're not going to re-sign him and give him another $150 million because of the age, right? It gets to a point where you have to make a call. So they're preparing for the future.
His feelings are
hurt by it.
I think they should at least offer an extension, $100 million, whatever it is. He's going to be awesome and throw 40-plus touchdowns for the next 5 years.
I agree with you.
That window's wide open.
They don't want to play that game. That's the issue, Jason.
If that's the way they feel, then maybe they shouldn't make a change in the front office. But, I mean.
That's the issue.
If you trade Aaron Rodgers and he goes to Vegas or Denver or wherever, New York, and they win.
Here
could work too.
What do you got to give for him?
Yesterday.
What do you got to give for him?
Well, there was a proposal out there yesterday that some people were balking at, but I would trade – again, Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys I'd trade anybody for. Like, he could have it all.
Right, have the whole team. Right.
Yeah, and that just built around Aaron Rodgers. But I think the proposition was two first-rounders, maybe two second-rounders, And I think they threw in there like Fitz and Ionitis.
Right.
Like,
and you know what?
Matter. Oh, I saw that.
You do it
that.
Like
that's
that.
Nubby.
You do it that.
Well, yeah, from Washington, but Green Bay wouldn't do that.
They probably wouldn't.
I would think that Green Bay would want something like this. I'm just going to make up a package. They look at a team like San Francisco and they say, okay, you guys just drafted Trey Lance. We want Lance. Yeah. And then three first round picks.
Well, they don't want Lance. They believe in love, allegedly.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
They think they have their next guy in love.
I don't know if they believe in love.
But I'm with you. I would walk into Gutekunst's office and I would just say, Aaron Rodgers is way more important than you.
And his name is
to this entire organization. Well, so sorry, we appreciate what you've done for us.
It's either
here's your gold watch. There's the door.
It's either that or you call his bluff. You don't trade him.
But if you do call his bluff, look, you could win that. He might surprise me and say, I want that paycheck and be there on week one. But I'm guessing if you call his bluff, he digs in and he's going to hold out. And that's what Brett Favre talked about.
Maybe.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, what would you do if you were running the Packers? Like, my plan one would be, first I'll talk to Aaron Rodgers and I say, listen, we will get rid of this GM. We know that you don't really get along with him. If you're going to then show up to all the OTAs, show up to training camp and play, we'll get rid of him. You've done your power play. You win.
Right.
And then I walk into the guy's office and say, sorry.
Yes.
Good luck finding another GM job.
And it's uncomfortable,
right.
But you're going to have to go.
That would be my first choice. If that doesn't work, then I'm going to actively look to trade him because I think that he wouldn't play. I really do think that he'd sit out. He might sit out a whole year. He doesn't need the money.
Right.
He clearly has other interests.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't that make the deal? Right. Wouldn't that make the deal a lot cheaper? Because wouldn't the Packers not have any leverage to trade him?
If you can't hurt yourself that way.
How so? Explain.
Like for instance, when you say the Fitz, Ionitis, and whatever the draft picks were, you say that's a nubby deal. Well, if that's the only deal that you can make. It's either make a deal, or he sits out.
But
the Fitz other
and
teams
are a joke. Yeah. But the two firsts and the two seconds.
I'm just saying,
it's a bad deal.
I know, but I'm just saying that it would seem like a discount.
No. I think Green Bay would get more offers.
Yeah,
he's the best player in the league. He's the MVP. He's the best quarterback in the league right now. I mean, you could make an argument Patrick Mahomes. You can make an argument for a couple people, but he's that good. And even though he has this crappy record in championship games, Jason, he takes his team to playoffs every year. So if you're a team that doesn't have a great situation and you look at what Tom Brady's doing, you could say he's older, but I think you got at least 4 or 5 years, solid years coming from Aaron Rodgers. There's no reason to believe he can't give you 4 or 5 more years.
That's why I believe Mark Murphy when he says he's not going anywhere. He's our guy. He's still part of our team, we're trying to win a championship.
But see,
I still believe him.
I think a lot of this is contractual. He's been asking for an extension. He wants to be paid at a certain level. They clearly don't want to do it. He sees they drafted Love as a replacement. That's where it becomes untenable, Jason.
I think you have to do whatever you can to make him happy financially. You got to give him the money he wants.
I agree with you.
He threw 48 touchdowns. He threw 40. Well, they got to change their position.
Yeah. You know what? You got to kiss his ass. If you're Green Bay, you just do.
And that's what
he
thinks.
What you have to do.
And by the way,
that's what he thinks.
I know he's a huge part of it.
He thinks correctly.
I agree.
I know he's a huge part of it because he's great. But that GM came in 18, and the last 2 years, they're like 26-7.
Mm-hmm. That's what Charlie's point was. They've done fine without
him. They've done fine and
without his input.
They've got a great receiver who had 100 touchdowns last year. They've got a really good running back, right, Cakes?
Aaron Jones is there,
And they've got those other receivers, Lazard and Scantling. They're pretty damn good. The tight end, I'd never heard of him. He had 11 touchdowns.
I know, but
stud.
But he's a kingmaker. So,
right.
In other words, if they put Jordan Love in there, what was their record last year? I have no idea.
13-3.
Okay. They're going to be max, 10-6, 9-7 with Jordan Love.
And that's probably
optimistic.
Probably have a losing record.
Yeah.
Here's my question for Jason.
Yeah.
So you're going to call his bluff. Mm-hmm. What happens if he is holding out and it's week 4 in the NFL season? What are you doing?
Then
you're going to continue to call his bluff?
I think you cross that bridge. I just
okay. So you're going to call his bluff for now.
The first thing you got to do is if it only takes removing the GM for you to be happy and sign an extension, then you have to do that, even though it's probably not his fault, like you said. And then if it's all about money and he just wants an extension and get paid what Mahomes is getting paid, all right, well, you're going to have to do it. You got to break down and give him that money.
We had the exact same scenario here in D.C. Kirk Cousins probably, you might have been able to convince him to stay here if they got rid of Bruce. He made it clear. Yeah. He didn't like Bruce. They didn't get rid of Bruce. And Bruce is a buffoon.
He's a weasel. Nobody likes Bruce.
Bruce is the worst. Bruce is the biggest phony in NFL history. No one's been a bigger phony than Bruce Allen. And they wouldn't get rid of him.
Yeah. Well,
so these situations play out sometimes.
Kirk Cousins doesn't have the power that Aaron Rodgers has.
Understood, but the organizations don't like to kowtow like that. They've clearly indicated they're not going to. I'm telling you, I would not play chicken with Aaron Rodgers. I don't believe he's a fake that way.
I don't know how it works in Green Bay because they don't have an owner. They're the they're publicly owned, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so weird.
I don't know how that works with the money. It's not like the owner can say, all right, go ahead, open up the checkbook. Mm-hmm. So that could be.
That might be a factor.
It probably is. But you got to do whatever you can to keep Aaron Rodgers. Like, you want Max Scherzer to stay here and retire a Nat? Aaron Rodgers has to retire a Packer. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. But not everybody sees it that way. I would still have Tom Brady be in New England.
Well, he was trying
to get rid of him for a decade.
Right, but he never sat out.
Okay, Brady's different. But I'm telling you.
Why does he have to retire a Packer?
Just because because he'd be the greatest player in
Tom Brady
in Packer history.
If Tom Brady can move, then Aaron Rodgers can move, too.
If Brett Favre doesn't end a Packer, then Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to.
I know, but Aaron Rodgers is playing better at that age than Favre did when he was that age.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. Lee's
in D.C. Very similar to my Scherzer argument. Scherzer should be here.
You got to do whatever you can to make him happy. That's my point.
Let's go
to
line
one. Lee's in D.C. What's up, Lee?
Hey, here's my take on Mr. Rodgers. He should have ran last year for that touchdown, number one.
Of course.
He makes excuses. You know what? The NFL is going to go on. Green Bay is going to go on. The next guy isn't going to probably throw 40 touchdown passes. No, but the thing is, you know what? Make a stand. I mean, everybody's seen it in this world today. All these people, the Hardens, LeBron, all these people. Okay, I'm going to do it my way. But you know what? You got to move on sometime and make a stand. And besides that, I'm a Bears fan, and I'm tired of seeing him come to Chicago and kick our asses every year. And I want to see him sit out. I mean, take a stand, put somebody in there, see what you can do, and, you know, go for it, be a man. That's what I say. Get rid of him. The hell with him. You know, go do your commercials and go marry your wife. And
by the way,
why do
so many people, and I'm not saying everybody, but so many people, they side with the front office and ownership over the players?
Right.
Is everybody that I don't know, like, part of the ownership class? The ownership class is so small. You should be siding with the little guy. Aaron Rodgers is the little guy in this scenario.
I agree.
You should be siding with him.
But they're not the typical team that they're owned by a billionaire. That's a different situation. And you know what? He was happy in Green Bay to sign a $140 million contract,
but
Cakes.
But wasn't that before
Why are you
they
defending
drafted
him?
Jordan Love, before they drafted his
of course,
replacement?
Of
so
course.
He's like anybody else who's not
He's
happy.
Butthurt. You know
yes.
what? He's butthurt.
Yes, it's happened. This kind of scenario has played out a million times. The difference is, but they don't appear to be willing to pacify him.
Well,
I will make this bet. He's not bluffing unless – he's not coming to camp unless they give him more money – or they fire the GM or both. Do you want to make that bet?
No, I wouldn't take that bet.
He is not going to cave cave.
He may not.
But, Jason, I don't understand why you're so hung up on he was happy when he signed the contract.
Things
change. Like I said, going back to my marriage thing or even relationships. J-Lo was happy with her dude until she wasn't happy with her dude.
They won 13 games back-to-back years.
Yeah, but you know what?
They get buys in the
true.
Playoffs.
But guys get tired with their contracts all the time. They see other guys signing for more money.
It's the contract. If you're going back to the contract thing, that can be fixed.
Yeah, but they don't want to. They're drawing a line in the sand. They're in an awkward – listen, both guys are in
negotiation 101. Maybe they are willing to give more.
Okay, maybe they are. Maybe they are, but they appear to be. It's a tough situation. You have an aging superstar, and you're going to potentially give, you know, he wants top-tier money when you know that eventually there's going to be decline and it's going to look really bad. So they don't necessarily want to do that. The Nats have shied away from that thing.
Yeah, but that decline might be 5 years off in the distance.
I agree. Yeah. I think he's worth every penny. I'd give him all the money. Yeah. But I don't think he's bluffing.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. But if you trade, tell you what, you trade the star quarterback and he goes and wins the Super Bowl with the other team, you're definitely getting fired.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can't let
especially
that
if you only get an average deal in return.
Like if you trade him to like the Niners or the Saints and he goes in and he raises a Super Bowl trophy in the first year or two.
And if Jordan Love blows, bye-bye.
Then, yeah, then not a good look for you. Hmm. Not a good look for you, Brian Gutekunst.
I just wonder, would Washington fans be all in for trading for him? I know that some of the shows yesterday were talking about it. I would trade everybody
everything
for him.
Yeah.
Nobody is off board.
Nobody. I love Chase.
Chase Young's great. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
For 4 or 5 years of Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Pakes, would you trade Chase Young, Antonio Gibson, and 3 first-round picks?
Yes. Even though I love Antonio Gibson, I would say bye-bye.
I just wanted to throw in his guy, Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
Of course I would trade Antonio Gibson.
Oh, I'm sure half the teams in the league would give whatever they wanted for him.
Logan's off limits.
Logan, you got to keep Logan.
Yeah, that's true.
Low T.
Very good point.
Hey, Low T, I think I know that person.
All right, guys, stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, Crop Metcalf 5-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today, 1-800-GO-CROP, to save $50 off your next plumbing service or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, just about an hour, Alan May from NBC Sports Washington will join us to talk about the Washington Capitals coming off their win in New York last night. Heroic effort by TJ Oshie scoring the hat trick following his father's death. So we'll talk about that and more with Alan May coming up at 8:40. I didn't realize that Matt Valdez had something in common with Bill Gates from reading the story about his Outer Banks getaway, where apparently he shacked up with his girlfriend for many years. It was like an arrangement.
Well,
apparently.
What's weird is, first of all,
well, I don't want to get into it. People won't. I can't say anything. You just be the judge when you look at who the woman is. But she's married. So it's not like he's going out there and she's like his fling, I don't think. She's like an intellectual girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like ex-girlfriend. She's like his intellectual pair. It's so weird.
So they would just meet up at this Outer Banks beach house and not smash. They would just talk. It was platonic. I don't believe that.
Listen.
I don't believe it.
They did Sudokus together.
Did you see a picture of her?
I've not seen the picture. I've seen the pic of the beach house.
But look at a picture. She's a true intellect, I think.
So is this what they're saying ended the marriage Melinda finally found out?
No, they're just saying how he's a weirdo.
But the zing was that I guess Bill Gates plays putt-putt while he's down in the Outer Banks with the girlfriend. Quote was, "We can play putt-putt while discussing biotechnology."
JP
sounds
always
awful.
The worst round of golf ever.
Yeah, right.
JP always poo-poos the Outer Banks. But one of your heroes, he loves it.
I mean,
it's
so weird. He has the means and ability to go to any beach he wants.
And he goes to the Outer
Banks.
I think the Outer Banks is fine. We have a timeshare there. My wife has a timeshare. We
imagine Bill
sometimes
Gates going
go even twice
through
a year. Right. All I'm saying is it's really just Waldorf with the beach. That's all.
The beach is much better than that, though. I mean, I agree that the parts of Nag's Head are not super attractive. But the beach itself is better. It's better than like
beach
Waldorf.
Is fine. It's not like a Caribbean beach.
No.
Well, it's not so much that he went to the Outer Banks. That's fine.
Yeah.
That he's staying in this like very modest nubber home.
Right. Because I think it's hers, right?
Well, but
that's, I think they rented it.
Well, look, doesn't Warren Buffett still live in a modest home? I mean, there's some people that don't go big. Yeah.
Have you seen Bill Gates' home?
The one in Seattle.
Bill Gates is not like Warren Buffett. Are you kidding me? He spends his dough.
Who knows?
I think it's 50,000 square feet.
Right.
Yeah. That's the White House.
The obvious is Cakes' inclination, and maybe they are smashing me. Who knows? But what I read is they go down there and they read books together. And they go on walks.
That sounds like the worst trip ever.
It sounds like torture.
I know. And they do like group activities on the beach with others, you know, where they, you know,
like play bocce ball.
They do yoga classes out there.
I don't know. You know, like maybe kind of somewhat normal stuff, but it's like nerdy normal stuff.
Right.
You know?
And do you think he uses your Beachmaster's tenting?
Well, if he were smart, he would.
He has the means.
He is smart, so I would guess he does.
He's
got a tent that says Gates on it.
But
it's silly.
I don't believe that either of them are all horned up. Maybe Gates is. Who knows? But I don't believe that woman he's staying with is all horned up. I don't believe that at all.
How is the place that I stay in Kiowa most years nicer than the place where Bill Gates goes? That makes no sense whatsoever. We don't have any nubby wood paneling on the walls like that. It's nubs.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, but the thing is that this was like an arrangement he had worked out with his wife. Like,
right.
Because she knew about this. This isn't
right.
Like some new thing.
Understood. That's why I don't think she's a creeper.
Yeah.
He said that before he got married, like this woman was his ex-girlfriend, right? They were in. But that they were, you know, he went to her and asked about pros and cons of getting married. Mm-hmm. And you know, he put all the pros and cons on a whiteboard. And like, the guy's like a robot, man. I'm telling you, he's a freaking weirdo.
All right. Is there any one of the junkies that could sweet-talk their wives into an intellectual weekend with another woman?
No, because
with a former girlfriend?
We're not intellectuals.
No, because they know that we would just want to smash.
I wouldn't even think about that.
We'd be so transparent.
Yeah.
Like, if I went to my wife and said, yeah, well, I want to go to the beach for a weekend and read books with my ex-girlfriend, she'd be like, You insane? Why would
the one that you took to Dirty Dancing 18
times? Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, any of the long line of exes.
Well, wouldn't cakes take your wife, Eric? Didn't he take her to the homecoming?
We had one date.
Yeah, he even tried to smash. Yeah, he even tried to smash.
Hey, well, who would be your intellectual soulmate?
I'm not an intellectual.
Yeah,
I don't think I have one.
You got to find someone on the same dumb page as you.
Yeah, well, there's plenty to choose from. I mean, the country's full of dummies.
That sounds like torture.
We can't compare. We can't relate. I'm telling you, this dude is a weirdo.
I'm lucky if I read one book a year. I'm not going on a vacation just to read five books with my intellectual soulmate that doesn't exist.
He wants to depopulate whatever the word is, right? The world. He wants people to have synthetic hamburgers. He's just a weirdo, dude.
I think a lot of that stuff has been debunked, DB, but that's
I don't think it has been debunked. I mean, maybe by some fake search engine, but no, I don't think that's actually true.
Eric, you're surprised the world's biggest nerd is a weirdo?
I'm just saying
he is.
Yeah, it's a little off.
Yeah. I don't think it's been debunked that he wants people to eat synthetic burgers.
You know what?
You could Google it all you want.
Cakes is an intellectual soulmate. Jennifer Tilly.
Size for Jennifer Tilly.
I think she's really
You like her jugs, Valdez. I know that.
But I think she's really smart. But I know you're saying because of poker.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Cakes could work this deal out with Amy. Because he's so... don't take this wrong way, Cakes. You're so non-threatening.
Yeah.
To his wife, she'd be like, "Yeah, sure, I trust Cakes to go spend a weekend with another woman as friends,
right? Mm.
Maybe not. I don't think the intellectual thing.
I mean,
they trust each other.
No, but she thinks Cakes is like the sex god or something.
So that's just how we see Cakes.
Yes, we see Cakes as non-threatening, but she thinks like Cakes is her Brad Pitt.
I'm the knight in shining armor, baby.
Right? So she thinks everyone else. I would think
you really think Amy would allow that.
I think they have
no chance
because she knows that I'm not a book nerd that's going to go down to the beach and want to read books.
You actually like books. And you're the closest thing to a book nerd here.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I might read half a book a year. Yeah. I mean, my track record is not good.
But it used to be. You used to be a book guy, and then you fell apart.
Well, then I realized TV's much better. I mean, like TV and movies greater than books.
Well, you are right.
That's just the case.
You couldn't find four less intellectuals than the four dummies here. I mean, and I'm going to throw those two.
I don't peruse the New York Times bestseller list every week. Yeah. Call me a non-intellectual. I just don't do that. And I'm guessing most 50-year-olds, most guys in our age range don't do it either.
And I'm fine being that
way. Or at least the guys that I hang out with in my limited social circle aren't doing that.
And you know what's sad is some of our parents were. Like, I'm going through my mom's house. And she has these books. They're really my father's books. But it says The Works of Voltaire. And he read all of these things. I've heard of the name Voltaire, but there's no chance I've read The Works of Voltaire.
He sounds French. That's all I'm going to go with.
JP, my mother probably read a million books.
Right.
Yeah. I can't get rid of all my dad's books.
That's all she does.
My dad
that's
had
all she
six
did.
Master's degrees and a PhD. That's not a joke.
Mean, every six once in a while, degrees. Every once in a while, I think to myself, I should read some of the classics. Maybe read, I don't know, Great Expectations or Moby Dick or, I don't know, Dracula. Haven't read any of that.
Dracula.
Dracula's not a classic.
I understand it's a classic.
Of course it's a classic. But I don't read the classics. You know what I read? Poker blogs. Like a big stupid idiot. I don't read anything that's going to make me a better person.
It's embarrassing. It actually is embarrassing.
This is the biggest brain drain, collectively, you might find on the planet.
Yeah.
Right here. These four Zoom boxes and the dogs behind the glass.
They're no better.
That's why I pointed them out.
Yeah. In fact, I don't know that there's anybody here that's an intellectual. In the whole building.
We work in sports radio. Of course there are no intellectuals. Yeah. How could there be?
So you just can't relate to Bill. But I don't think it's a deal, just to wrap up the conversation, that Bill Gates is going to the Outer Banks every year and smashing his ex-girlfriend, and his current wife was fine with it.
I like the idea of Bill Gates having sex in a bunk bed.
I'm psyched if he's there during the week that I'm there in June.
Did they say what part did he go to?
Corolla.
It was Corolla. Yeah. So you, I actually prefer Nagshead, but my last couple trips have been in Corolla. So I could be at like the Publix or whatever, and I could run into Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
That's a show.
What would you do? Would you say something to him?
I'm not that starstruck. I would feel weird.
You would start texting all your buddies.
Yeah. I would probably.
I don't believe who I just saw.
Not you want to ask him to come over to fix your computer?
I would just think it's weird. Like the world, one of the world's richest guys is at Publix with me, you know, getting cheese. It would just be weird.
You think he gets the generic brands?
No, he's getting the silly. He's getting the silly Cracker Barrel.
He's getting high end. He's getting the good stuff.
Like that's high end. So funny.
All right, when we come back, we're going to pivot. We're going to talk some Washington football team. Has Ron Rivera cracked the quarterback code? We're going to talk about how he discussed that with Chris Collinsworth about not moving up in the NFL draft to pick a quarterback. We'll talk WFT next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.